Welcome back, Cox Talks fans. I am Logan Cox, and I have my special guest, Matt. Matt has done a couple of episodes with us. Matt, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm extremely... I'm great.
That's a real weird thing to tell your friend, Matt.
Well, dude, I'm in a horrible fucking dry spell. Like, the wind blows and I get an erection. But other than that, I'm doing fine. How are you, bud?
Good, man. I'm not in the same boat that you are. I'm just doing regular. So it's been a couple of episodes since you've been with us. Maybe two? One or, I think I did two by myself. Anything new or fun come up?
Well, outside of starting a diet, and I've been shitting really amazing without rubbing my asshole, I'm doing all right, man. I mean... Diet sucks because it just, you know, I'm fucking always hungry and on top of being horny. It just, it's a shitstorm for lack
of
words.
Dude, I am slightly the same. The diet has been great, but I'm always fucking hungry. It's like I can never eat enough. Like, it's insane. But I feel better. I'm working out. You know, I'm doing workouts. Like, an actual workout probably 3 days a week, and then... I'm going on walks at night with my family every night, so I feel great. I've noticed a difference. Like my shirts fit, you know, slightly different. My pants are starting to fit differently, slightly, and the pounds are starting to come off. So I'm excited that we are now, I think, just under a month left in this thing. So because we are ending, what do we say? It was October 3rd, I think is what we decided.
Yeah, third is our final weigh-in,
yeah.
And then the challenge, or whoever loses, will be determined at a later date, and we can all get together.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, that is just under a month away, so we have a month left. I'm feeling good. Yeah, it's been fun. It's a good time.
But, you know, I will say this, man. I started Nutrisystem. I think I told you that. It was my gift from my parents for my birthday, which is coming up. And the first week of food... is absolutely horrible, but it's starting to make me feel better.
What do you mean horrible? So, does it just taste bad? Is it just super bland, or is it just like just
super,
terrible? Like
super. I'm sorry. Go, I,
no, no.
I
was
think
it
I cut you
was
off.
It just super bland food, or is it like just shitty food? Like you have to eat like cat food every night or something stupid.
No, it's not cat food, but it's like one of those things where. Like the food, it was like pasta, but it was in a bag. It was like in like a. Like an MRE style bag, and it's not good. It's bland, and then for lunch, it's a fucking granola bar. It's like, how the fuck is that going to fill a 308-pound dude up? I mean,
no.
And then you have like little.
That's the point. They don't want you to be 308 pounds anymore.
I know. Well, it's hard to stay on it when you're fucking starving all the time. But it's nice because with this diet, I can counteract it with like salad and stuff like that, which has made. Like I know you said that you were having a little bit of other circumstances in this field, but my shits have been like perfect shape, perfect form, except for I had a huge one like a day into this the other day at work, and it took me three flushes to get the turd down because it was so large.
I'm straight just peeing out my butt no matter what I eat, and I started a diet, and my wife is doing it, and my mother-in-law is doing it, so... I think because of our podcast and because of our challenge, like I've had at least a couple people that I know kind of doing their own thing. They're not comparing themselves to us, but they're just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
But this diet that I'm doing is, it's just so awful. So it's called the military diet plan. And I was in the military and I can promise you we fucking ate better than this every day. So day one, we just started it. So day one was 2 days ago. And
okay.
It's a cup of coffee, a slice of toast with peanut butter and a grapefruit. So not a terrible or half a grapefruit, not a terrible breakfast.
Yeah.
And then for lunch, it's a cup of coffee, a slice of toast, and half a can of tuna. Or I'm sorry, half a cup. So it's about a can of tuna. No, like not tuna salad, not mayonnaise in it. No, nothing. Just... tuna in a can like a fucking cat. And then the dinner wasn't bad. Dinner was 3 ounces of meat, a cup of green beans, an apple, half a banana, and it's any meat. So we did salmon.
Okay.
So we did salmon, green beans, half a banana, an apple, and then 1 cup of vanilla ice cream, which was pretty
cool. That's not too
which
bad.
Was pretty cool. But then it's like the same shit every day. Like breakfast day 2, which was this morning, was toast, an egg, half a banana. Again, not a terrible breakfast. But then lunch was a cup of cottage cheese, a hard-boiled egg, 5 saltine crackers. Dinner was hot 2 hot dogs with no bun or ketchup, like no condiments, a cup of broccoli, half a cup of carrots, half a cup of bananas, and then half a cup of ice cream. And then it's basically just variations of the same shit, like tomorrow. Like tomorrow's dinner is a can of tuna. But
dude, I'm so happy Nutrisystem is like 10 times better than
that. Dude, this one's rough. I was before it was just doing just kind of like limiting what I was eating. So if I would normally get like 2 scoops of something at dinner, I was only then getting 1 before I started this diet. So, and that was working. I dropped 5 pounds doing it that way. So
yeah,
we'll see how this goes. Other than being just like insanely hungry and like weirdly still like just diarrhea shitting. So it could just be the coffee. Maybe it's because I'm drinking 2 cups of coffee a day that I am just voiding my bowels all day.
See, I don't drink coffee. So that's maybe what's helping me. I do 5-hour energies like it's going out of style.
Though. I mean, I don't know what's better, a cup of coffee or a 5-hour energy.
Well, I heard 5-hour energies. I mean, like, this is not proven, so please don't sue me, 5-hour energies. But I heard it led to one of my friends, like, friend of a friend's stroke, because that's all he was drinking to stay awake, and he had a stroke.
Well, I mean, that could be. I mean, if you just drank 30 cups of coffee a day, I'm sure it would lead to bad health, too. Or you drink, you know, 24 cans of fucking Dr. Pepper every day. So,
yeah.
Anything in extremes.
But I did scare the shit out of my coworkers the other day. It was pretty funny. So I did get, you know, to help curb a little bit of, you know, me not, you know, committing murder or aggravated assault. I got like little Twixes, like, you know, the Twixes that you hand out at Halloween. So I got a small bag of those and I'm bringing 1 to lunch every day. And my coworker goes, haha, I thought you were supposed to be on a diet. And I look up and just straighten her eyes. I said, this is so I don't fucking kill you. And I ate it and I walked away.
Yeah, normally HR departments frown on that.
Well, luckily no one knows where I work, so they can't file a complaint
I did weirdly go on a rant this morning at my work, and someone was like, wow, Logan, are you hangry? And I was like, I fucking am. Like, and I didn't realize it until someone said it out loud, but that's why I was being so upset this morning, was because I was just kind of hangry.
Dude, like I've said to everyone online, if this is the time I'm going to commit aggravated assault, it'll be during this fucking challenge.
Oh, yeah. The winner should have had to pay the loser's bail money.
Yeah, that's true. Well, luckily, I had the Twix, and that kind of curbed my my killing someone, so. But I like cottage cheese, though, and that's on the Nutrisystem plan. I don't know how you are, and mine's a cup and a half. So I put a little pepper on top of it, take a little bit of saltines, dip it in. I enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a pretty good fucking meal.
Or even like chopped up fruit, some like chopped up like fresh peaches or pears or apples and mix in with it. It's fucking, yeah. And that's one of those things that I hated as a kid. But then when I was in basic training and you had like 3 options of things to eat, 20, I think my basic training. So I did my basic training and then my job school. So my police school. All at the same time, all in the same place, and it was like 22 weeks. So we had 22 weeks of the same food, the same shit, every fucking day, you know, Monday through Sunday. So you learn to try new things just to mix it up a little, and it was one of those things that I just ended up, like you said, a little salt, a little pepper, you put a little hot sauce on it. Like, you find ways to, like, make the same food different, but, like, fruit, hot sauce, and pepper are probably my 3 favorite separate ways to do it.
Well, and then in the Nutrisystem breakfast, which I'm finally off that bullshit, you know, get started stuff. So tomorrow I get to have 2 wheat waffles, which are actually pretty good, and 2 teaspoons of light syrup with a banana. So it's not bad. It's pretty good food, but it's fucking expensive, dude. Like, I had to take out a second mortgage for 2 months.
Yeah, dude. Have you been working out at all?
A little bit. I'm just doing that Beachbody thing.
Oh, okay.
My dad also. My mom bought me Nutrisystem, like a portion of it, and I covered a little bit of the expenses, and I had to take out that second mortgage. And then my dad got me Beachbody a while back. I just never turned it on, but I found out that there's actually an app on my Fire Stick. So now I just got to wait till my roommate leaves so I don't look like a fucking retard, like, you know, passing out downstairs doing insanity or something.
Right,
so.
That's always the weird, and I hate that. I hate working out while other people are. That's why I don't like going to a gym, even though I'm sure no one is paying attention, but, like, you don't want to end up being that guy on a machine that's being recorded, and then you're on fucking Barstool Sports a couple days later, you know, doing the machine fucking completely wrong.
Well, and that's me. I do every machine wrong. Hell, I fuck up on a treadmill. I mean, treadmill's straightforward, but I always tend to fuck that up, too, by falling off. So, all right, well, enough about the diet talk. We promised we wouldn't talk too much about
it. That's true. We didn't want to bore anybody with it. So let's just get into it. We got a couple of things that we want to talk about. Matt, I heard that you have a couple of new stories.
Yeah, so I went through my memory bank of some of my, you know, I'm not going to say I'm like a sex-prone person, as you can tell. I'm on like a probably month and a half dry spell right now, and probably because I'm fat. But so, Logan, one more question to you is, are you a fan of anal when you have sex with a girl? No. Obviously not on you.
No.
You've never done it?
No.
See, so I dated a girl a long time ago, the crazy one, Rebecca, I think we called her.
I think so.
And this story just popped into my head. So I've never done, you know, anal on me. Well, I mean, she did anal on me, but I've never done anal before on a woman at all. So one time, Rebecca talked me into doing on her, because she said, that's the only way I can get off is when you fuck me in the ass. So I was like, all right, whatever, I'll try it once. We got Astroglide lube, which actually best fucking lube for anal sex. So it's do it. Trust me. If you ever talk your girl into doing it, Logan,
that won't happen. It won't ever get brought up. I am nope. That's the sewage line. You don't go swimming. You don't go swimming in the sewer. You go swimming in the pool. You don't go down to the sewer.
Well, obviously you never swam in the ghetto. But anyways, so. I should preface this, but that I have a mole on the tip of my dick, so it's pretty good size mole. I mean, it's not like a weird, like, you know, sausage kind of nipple looking mole on the tip of my dick, but it's noticeable. So, Jamie, oh shit, Rebecca, talked me into doing it, and. Well, the cat's out of the bag now, so
yep, fuck it. Hopefully.
I'm still going to go. I'm sure she doesn't. She's married with, like, a kid now to some, like, 65-year-old guy. It's a long fucking weird thing. Anyway, so we'll still call her Rebecca, just in case,
weirdly,
you know, she misses.
Weirdly, she lives by me, and my wife and I ran into her. She didn't say a word to us. She kind of looked at us like she... Because I have a big beard now, and I never did before. She kind of looked at us like she knew us. And then turned her head and walked away, but we saw her in our fries.
She still look hot, or she look still fucking crazy?
No, crazy. Super crazy.
Really?
Yeah, like always. But anyway, finish your story.
Okay. Anyway, so I started doing it. She said that she was a little constipated, but it didn't stop me. I was like, whatever. So I'm just plowing away, and then I pulled out, finished on her back, and she turned around to look prior to me looking, and she goes, oh my god, don't look, I shit on your dick.
Oh my
god.
Like,
what? I was like, get it off. And she goes and grabs a wet wipe, because I always keep wet wipes next to my toilet, and she grabs my dick and just starts like wiping the shit out of it. She's like, it's not coming off, what the fuck, don't look in the shower. So I go run in the shower, and I finally look, and I was like, oh, it was the mole on my tip of my dick.
See, and that's a terrifying thing, because my friend, one of my best friends, his name's Travis, he has a similar story, but he actually got a chocolate chip on the tip.
Really?
Yep. He got chocolate tips. And then there is a comedian, a female comedian, that like a big comedian, her name is Nikki Glaser. She's done a couple of the roasts. She had a show on Comedy Central. She, like, openly talks about it, or talked about it on a couple of different podcasts, about how she loves anal. Like, her and the guy that she was doing it with, like, it was one of those things where it wouldn't be, like, a random hookup and her would do it. Like, she didn't know the guy and be comfortable, whatever. But she said that there were a few times where it would be happening, and she would just shit all over the bed, just like diarrhea shit on the bed. Like, because it was getting, like, mashed up, like, with, like, an immersion blender, and then as she pulled it, you know, he pulled out, it just pooped. She just pooped, just gravity, like, siphoning out a gas tank, just everywhere.
Oh, that's, yeah, see, I'm lucky. I never had that experience, but that was pretty funny that she tried to clean my mole off my dick. Like, she was scrubbing fucking hard, like, trying to get that shit out.
So
it was bad.
That's super funny. In a different podcast I was listening to today, they were talking about having a girl lick your scrum. You ever get your scrum licked?
See, okay. Thank God you brought this
up. And I mean, for those of you who don't know, I'm coding it a little to be a little polite, but I'm talking about your butthole. You ever get your butthole licked?
Yeah, no, I've never had my asshole licked. That's one thing that I will stand strong on. I will not lick a girl's asshole, or I won't let a girl lick my asshole. Because at first it starts, hey, you know, let me lick your asshole. Okay, cool. Hey, let me try sticking a finger in your ass. Okay, cool. Hey, let's try a dick. No, I don't fucking want that shit near me.
So that's what they were talking about on that podcast. So I guess the big debate was, is it gay? And all for the record, I have never had my butthole licked by a girl. I never will. Even if I asked, my wife would punch me in the face and wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy for them to have to do that to me. So, it would never happen. But,
yeah,
if a guy chooses to have a girl lick his butt, is that gay?
I have talked to many people about this at work. We have an open work. Obviously, I told my coworker I was going to fucking kill her. But I've talked to this at work, other people. I think it's just wrong to get your asshole licked.
Right, it's just dirty. Like,
yeah.
Even after a shower, like, I mean, there's a leak in the sewer. Like, it's bad.
Oh, dude, I've taken showers before, and, hopefully. Like, I'll take a wet wipe.
Huh? Hopefully.
Yeah, no, I've taken a couple showers before. I took a shower before the podcast. Anyway, so, and I've, like, taken a wet wipe after I've taken a shower, after I cleaned my ass with soap, water, everything, and I still had shit on the fucking wet wipe.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, no. But I...
Sorry, I think I fucked your mind up with that.
But I agree, like, it doesn't make a guy gay unless there's something going into your butt. But if a female is tongue-punching your fart box, I don't think that there's an issue with that.
Dude, I like I said, I think it's like a gateway drug, dude. You start with the tongue, then goes the finger, then maybe a strap-on or a dick. I mean,
I think it's
a gateway drug.
But then it turns weird. But then it does. But yeah, but if you just let it happen once, you're gross, but not gay.
How about a prostate massager? Because I went to a sex shop the other day and I saw one. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's the greatest fucking orgasm in the world if you have a prostate massager.
You know, a regular orgasm for me is good enough. I don't need anything better. I don't need anything different. I don't need to rub my beehole. I don't need any of it. And you can call it a prostate massage all day long. The bottom line is you're getting your fucking butthole rubbed.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've told you this before. I have many gay friends. I've been a best man at one of my gay friends' wedding. So I'm not saying this in any bad way towards that, but I think it is just fucking wrong to do that, in my personal opinion.
Right. The only thing massaging my butt is Charmin. That's a toilet paper joke.
Yes.
That's it.
It's like, hey, that's not your girl's name. What the fuck?
No, that's it. Just the toilet, but just some Angel Soft. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing touching my beehole.
Yeah, and I'm like I said, if you're doing it to get off, I'm sorry, that's just wrong. I mean, like I said, if that's your lifestyle, I support you 100%, but in my personal opinion, I think it's not. No, it's not for straight people to do.
Okay, so we're on the same page there. What about male enhancement pills? Have you ever taken, like, those, like, Extends or the, like, whatever, the goat wheat bullshit, the stuff that, like, make your dick? And you've said that you've had heart problems and blood problems and you've had issues getting it up. Like, I'm not trying to single you out because of that, but that is a popular thing. Like, some smoke shops sell them, gas stations, you can find them at the fucking register. There's always those, like, get rock hard for 7 days, even though the back of the package tells you 4 days and call, but Have you ever taken any of those?
Oh, fuck yeah, I have. So I was working at the prison, and my friend told me to take something called a Rhino Blitz pill.
Yep, those are the fucking things they sell at, like, the smoke shops and the gas stations.
Yeah, well, I found it on Amazon. So, there's two things I bought on Amazon, my sex enhanced pills and condoms, because I really don't want to look at people when I'm buying those two things. Own that in lube for anal sex. Anyways, so I decided to take one because, you know, like I said, when I was dating my last ex, my most recent one, not Rebecca, the one after Rebecca, I switched my blood pressure medicine, so I still couldn't get up on life dependent on it, and she wanted sex all the fucking time. So I decided to take my friend's advice and order some off Amazon, and I took one night when we were, you know, having a night of fun and passion. And dude, it worked amazing. It made my dick bigger. I lasted a lot longer. But there's side effects to it. And the Rhino Blitz, it promises you that it'll help you get hard for 7 days straight.
What?
Yeah. So if you read the back of the package, it says that. And it says with no headaches. That's bullshit. I got a headache like immediately after I came the first time. But I didn't give a fuck. I went a second time. Like, literally, I came, you know, into the condom, and I had no clue I came, and I was still going because I was still rock hard.
What the fuck?
But, dude, there is side effects, and I shouldn't laugh at this story. So we had a really bad experience about 3.5 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, and God, I hope my mom never hears this one. So the day before my grandma passed.
Hang on. I'm sorry. That's you're getting into a topic that I don't want to walk on top of. What were the pills called? Yeah.
Rhino Blitz.
Blitz. All right. I'm going to look them up real quick, and then we can talk about them too.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, your grandma was sick.
My grandma, well, she was sick, but she died kind of unexpectedly. It was just one day she had a heart attack and died. And it was in like a really weird week. So she died like 2 days prior to my cousin's wedding. And then she died the night after I took this pill and was banging my ex. So fast forward, like 2 days after taking this pill is my cousin's wedding. So I stood up at the wedding when my cousin starts coming down the aisle. Keep in mind, my cousin's a female. And I don't know where I got a fucking boner. Just no reason whatsoever. It was awkward because my other cousin was the maid of honor, some fat girl. And then on the other side was two dudes, and their family was extremely religious, so I had to hide the whole ceremony that I had a raging heart on.
That's
true fucking story.
That's pretty funny.
So I had a stiffy. I was around all my cousins. I had my ex at the time. We were just started dating, so I didn't invite her to the wedding because I didn't have the plus one at the time. I guess I did because my grandma died, but let's not go there. So as soon as they came down the aisle, I turned and my dick just rubbed across my pants just in a certain way. Boom, it got hard. So I went home that night. Luckily, my ex was there. We fucked again. I thought it was done. Fast forward 2 more days. It was my grandma's wake. And I was talking to all my friends and family and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I sneezed, and as I was talking to my aunt, who's really religious, a boner popped up again. Sneezed, just raging hard on. I ran to the bathroom and, like, couldn't piss because my boner was, like, shooting piss in, like, 7 different directions. It was the most awkward experience. I had to sit in the bathroom for, like, 10 minutes while my boner calmed down at my grandma's fucking wake.
That's...
Fast forward to the actual funeral. Same thing. We're doing the rosary service. I got a random boner. It was the most awkward. I've never had boner issues in my life until I took that pill. But I still take it to this day every time I know I'm about to get laid.
So I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, but you can no longer purchase Rhino Blitz off of... So I guess what I'm looking at is Rhino Blitz Gold 3000.
I did Rhino Blitz Black, like 3,000 or something like that.
Okay, so Rhino Blitz Gold was actually pulled by the FDA Because it says the FDA laboratory analysis confirmed that Rhinoblitz contains Sildenafil, the active ingredient the FDA approved in the prescription drug Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction, but it is undeclared in Rhinoblitz. So Rhinoblitz claims to be like all natural, but it actually contains the exact same drug that fucking Viagra does.
Explains why I got an erection at my grandma's fucking funeral, my cousin's wedding.
So I just want to look it up. I want to see like if I can find a bottle Rhino.
Yeah, I use Rhino Blitz Black.
Blitz Black, BLITZ. All right, we'll see if I can look this up without completely driving this to a complete and utter stop.
Well, it just hopefully your family doesn't see your search history.
Oh no, it's fine.
No, but when it comes to that, I ended up buying like during like Prime Week they were on sale, and I got like 25 for like $100, and I was like, fuck it, it's worth it, and I bought it. So I haven't had a girlfriend since I moved into my new house, so it's in one of my packages somewhere. I just gotta find it.
Well, Amazon sells them. You can get one pill. Oh, it's currently out of stock. Oh, here we go. Rhino 69, 9,005 pills for $10.
What good the fuck?
Lord.
I must have got ripped off at the time. Five pills for $10? I got 25 pills for like $99.99 during Prime Week. Fuck you, Rhino Blitz.
Yep, this says time, size, and stamina. No headache. One capsule lasts up to 7 days.
Yeah, and it did. I was so happy that this happened the week I'm sorry I'm saying this, but my grandma passed because I wasn't at work. Because imagine being at work around, you know, 120 inmates and just getting random fucking hard-ons.
Damn.
So I am so happy that didn't happen.
If you're interested, you can find a bunch. Basically it looks like what's happening is they change their name every time the FDA pulls them. Because it is the exact same packaging. They have the exact same wording. They all have the exact, like, most of them have the exact same milligram. And they just change the name. So it's like the first one that I'm looking at is like Rhino 11. And then there's Rhino 25. Then Rhino 69. Rhino 99. Rhino 50K. So there's all of these like different versions of the same thing. And most of them, even the pill is the same color. So it must be one of those things where they like find a hidden ingredient. And then they pull it, and then they've got these weird scientists that, like, slightly change it, call it something different, and then they re-put it back out.
Yeah. Can you send me the link to that? I might need to buy some more.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So you've never had to take any of that shit before?
So I did in high school, just with friends. So I did, like, just, like, the little thing. It's, like, a liquid that you can drink, and I think they sell it, like, extends. And you take, like, you just take the liquid. Me and a couple of my buddies did it because we thought that it would be funny, like, while making a Jackass video. And it didn't do anything. And then I remember my brother was dating some girl who worked as, like, a pharmaceutical rep. And she sold Viagra to medical clinics and hospitals and stuff. Like, she was, like, a drug representative. She was a legal drug dealer.
Yeah.
And she had some sample packets of it. Of Viagra, like actual, like the blue pill labeled, like it was the real deal Viagra. And my brother and one of his buddies got drunk and were at her place, and she gave them one. They took one and it didn't do anything. I guess they were expecting like instant. And like 15 minutes later, they took another one. And then I think they ended up taking three of them total. And for literally like a day and a half or 2 days. Like I remember he came home drunk from like this girl, like the next day, like hungover, and just walked through the kitchen and was like, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." Like ran to his bedroom, and was just rock hard.
Did he at least like get some from the girl or no to like help him out?
I have no idea. I didn't ask. I was laughing so hard because he had basketball shorts on and it was super obvious.
Nice. Well, that means your brother is a big dick then.
No, it just means that you can see anything in basketball shorts.
I can tell you what, you can't see mine in basketball shorts. I'm wearing some right now. I look down. Well, you can see the fact that I'm on a month dry spell and I haven't shaved in a month. That's all you can see.
It's because your belly... Oh my god, if you can see that through your basketball shorts, you're wearing them wrong.
Well, have you ever had it, though, like, where you haven't shaved in such a long time that sometimes your pubes get longer than your flaccid boner?
No, I had it laser removed.
Really?
No. You just gotta keep up on it. Manscaping is essential. It's a daily duty.
Well, dude, I had a man groomer, but I went like a month dry spell again,
say,
like a couple months
don't
back.
Don't say man groomer. I literally thought that you had like a dude that just came over and trimmed your wiener.
No, dude, I don't do scissors. I tried and I almost cut my shaft
off.
Have
like you had like a peen pruner that came over and just pruned your peen.
Well, I did get in trouble at a Great Clips because I asked if there was a 2-for-1 special for both heads.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, luckily I had she got all pissed off at me. Sorry, my dog just tried jumping on me. She came over and all pissed off. Luckily I had a friend there and I was like, oh, me and my buddy. I was like, yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh my god, I thought you meant something else. And I was like, well, secretly I did. Sadie, sorry, hold on. My dog keeps trying to jump on me. Sorry. I hate my dog, sorry. She's really fucking needy.
Yeah, sounds like a lady.
Yeah, she's a German Shepherd, dude. They can't not be in the room with you. If not, she'd be whining the entire time outside the door. Sorry about that. Anyways.
Not a problem. So, Matt, you have the greatest stories. Do you have any, like, other than the fake chocolate chip on the tip? Do you have any gross, like, what's the grossest story that you have?
So, another girl who I saw long, long time ago, who I'm actually still friends with, so I cannot say her name because I will deep shit. So, basically, me and her were just talking. She just was looking for, you know, a fuck buddy for a little bit. So I was like, yeah, sure, I got nothing else to do. I'm in college at the time, so let's do it. Well, that was back big when swine flu was about. Did you ever get swine flu?
Nope.
Well, she got it in the middle of having sex with me. So, I'm pounding away, having a good amount of time, and next thing you know, she just looks at me like she's going to throw up, and I was like, god damn it. It's like another girl's getting sick while having sex with me. So she ran to the bathroom, puked, shit her brains out, shit all over the fucking bathroom.
Oh my god.
And then she's like, can you take care of me? And I was like, can you take care of me? I mean, like, I'm sitting here at the time I could get erections. So fast forward a couple weeks later, I was working security at this stupid job. And I got swine flu. So technically, I caught an STD from this bitch.
I mean, I guess you gave it to her first. Your fucking pork rod gave her the swine flu.
Well, she was exhibiting the signs first, obviously. So I caught it from her.
Did she make it to the bathroom, or did she like throw up on you during sex?
Well, unfortunately, she did not throw up on me, but she went to the bathroom, which was connected to the room, and I just heard her just farting shit and just hitting the floor, puking on the floor. It was just not a good experience.
Matt, when you have a girlfriend, and I know you've had girls that kind of like semi-live with you, yeah. Do you fart in front of them?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's a good man.
Fuck yeah.
You have to.
Well, and that's the thing is this was like, Kimon, this was the first time me and her have had sex. This happened... I think what happened was we banged, we both finished, and then we took like an hour break, went and got food, and then we came back and started fooling around again, and then this happened. So it was like the first time we both had sex, and to be honest with you, I don't think we had sex after that, because I was so disgusted by it.
I mean, that leaves a bad first impression, a bad, no pun intended, for a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true, but God, thank God she didn't throw up on me, because that would have been a bad fucking time.
Yeah,
that's... Sorry, go ahead.
I've had nothing like that. Thank God, my sex life is pretty basic, pretty easy, fun, great, run of the mill, nothing outside of the ordinary. And I'm very okay with that.
See, the one thing that I've never done, and I've always wanted to, but I was afraid because of my professional career.
Three guys.
Is I've... No, no. Oh. So, yeah, I went to Five Guys for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Not what I meant. My buddy.
So, me and my buddy came walking out of Five Guys, and some random person came up to us and said, "Hey, did you guys enjoy Five Guys?" And my friend goes, "Yeah, that's why we got food."
That's the best answer. I had a lady, so, totally off the sex topic, but yeah. I was washing my windows at a Circle K. So using the little, whatever you, the little sponge thing with the squeegee on the end, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And this lady goes, "Ugh, that's so gross." And I thought she was talking about me because I'm fat. And I looked at her and I went, "What? What's gross?" And she was like, "That water's so nasty. I don't know why you would use that." And I said, "I'm not fucking drinking it. I'm putting it on the outside of my car." And then she got offended at me because I said fucking. And then she got all upset and like drove off really quick. I was like, "Really? Fucking mind your own business, asshole."
Yeah. So me and my roommate back when we were in high school, we used to fuck around all the time and like do stupid shit. Well, we worked at Osco Drug, but I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it's like CVS or whatever. It's the same thing, but yeah. they went out of business or got bought by CVS or Walgreens.
Yeah, they got bought by CVS, except for the Osco still kept the name. But anyways, we were both working there, and they were getting rid of all the food products because they kept getting spoiled. So they had like a, I don't know, two boxes full of nothing but like big 50-pound bags of flour in the back. So me and my buddy bought them all because they were like a dollar a piece. And we filled up the bed of my truck in nothing but my flour. Because at the time, I drove a truck. And we drove down the freeway, just flour blowing everywhere. Well, moral story is I pulled into a gas station. And my clothes were just, I was covered in flour. And I started using that, like, vacuum and the blower thing to blow all the shit and, like, vacuum my pants up. And the Scottsdale cop, God love him, he pulls up next to me. He goes, "You guys, what you doing?" I go, "I've been single for a long time, sir. I apologize." He goes, "All right, I ain't touching this one." He fucking drove off.
That's awesome.
I was like, "Hey, you know, free blowjob, I guess." But technically, I was cleaning the flour off my car. But he could tell because I had a black truck. It was just covered in, like, white flour shit. So he knew that there was something up, but he didn't want to question it. So he just drove off. So, but... yeah, that's really all my crazy stories that I can think of off the top of my head right now. I mean, I don't really know how else I can top getting a boner at my grandma's funeral.
Yeah, I don't think that anything will top that. But on the flower topic, when I was in the Army, we used to break into each other's cars because I was stationed in Germany and no one had good cars, or very, very few people had good cars because you were only there for like two years if you were single, like 3 or 4 years if you were married. So most people weren't doing a lot of time there, so they wouldn't, like, ship their cars over. It was just a bitch to get them, like, insured and everything like that in the country. So people would just go buy, like, a $1,500, you know, shitty old, like, 1990 BMW. So we would break into each other's cars all the time, and we would do dumb shit. Well, we had a friend that has celiac disease, which is, like, the gluten allergy, and no one thought about it at the time. But they filled his air vents in his air conditioner with flour and turned his AC on full blast and then shut the car off. Or you turned it up all the way, shut the car off, and filled it up. So when he started the car, it just blew fucking flour all over his face. And he had fucking celiac disease and he got really sick because he inhaled flour, the one thing that he's like allergic to, like all the gluten.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel bad for people with those diseases, though, because there is so much good shit that they can't eat now because of that.
Right? It's like everything. Almost everything contains wheat. You have to buy, like the bread that you have, like the Ezekiel bread or whatever it's called. It's like $9 for half a loaf. It's literally the size of half a loaf of regular bread. Like, the bread that you can buy for, like, 80 cents at Walmart is, like, it's, like, $9 for half of it.
I know, and the only place that sells that some bitches, shut up, City, is Sprouts. Sorry, Sadie's going a little crazy again.
You have to go to those expensive stores. So, Matt, we will jump right into it. Something that I started doing and then kind of quit doing when you and Corey came on, and then I went back to when it was just me. But it's something that I kind of like to do, and it is current events. So, I'm sure you've listened to some of the podcasts, or at least I hope you've listened to ones that like, you weren't on. But the way that I do
I definitely listen to your podcast that doesn't involve me. Yeah, for sure.
So the way that I do it is I find articles, Twitter stories, whatever I think is interesting, and some of them I read ahead of time, some of them I read right then and there, and some of them I just close because as I'm looking at them a second time, I realize that they're stupid. So what we're going to do is I have a bunch of tabs open. We're going to work our way through the tabs, and that should probably close out the show. We can go over some NFL picks if we want to. There's a big UFC fight this weekend. Actually, I'll do the UFC fight right now. So big UFC fight this weekend. There's two title fights. They're really the only two good fights. Well, I guess there's like three good fights. So we'll start on the main card. Matt, do you follow the UFC at all?
No, I do not, but I want to. I just, you know, I'm too cheap to buy the pay-per-view.
Okay, so there is a featherweight fight this Saturday, which is Brandon Davis against Zabit Magomedsharipov. I believe he's Russian, but Zabit is his name. My pick is Zabit to win. And then the Women's Flyweight Championship, which is the co-main event, is Nico Montano and Valentina Shevchenko. Valentina wins that one hands down. She's going to knock her out within the second round. Within two rounds, she knocks her out. And then Tyron Woodley and Darren Till in the welterweight main event. And I say Darren Till takes it if he can make weight, because he misses weight a lot. So Darren Till will take that fight, unless Tyron Woodley just dry humps him the entire fight, which is fucking stupid. Cool. So I will close those. We may get into NFL picks because NFL started tonight, and it means that it's the greatest time of the fucking year. So
fuck yeah. Just got Sunday ticket, by the way.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. Everyone should get Sunday ticket. I don't have
it. And you're more than welcome to come over and watch it on Sundays.
That's what I like to hear. So the first one I'm going to get into is baseball, which is the worst sport. So basically, it is a New York Mets player dives into the stands after a ball goes into the stands. He's like chasing it down. He dives into the stands after it and misses the ball. But as he comes out of the dugout, or not out of the dugout, sorry, out of the stands, he tries to act like he grabbed the ball, but he literally has a rubber ball in his hand. It's a fan's ball. And I'm watching the play now. He dives in the stands. He's kind of laying on the ground. The umpire runs over. You know, the fans are all trying to help him up. And I think it was actually called an out. Like, he had caught the ball. But then he admitted to switching the balls to trick the umpire.
Why would you admit that?
Let me see if I can listen to it really quickly. Let's see if I can listen to his interview. I'll put my microphone up so you can. We'll see if we can.
Because I came down. Okay. Came down, you know, and then you see in the replay, here's another ball. First ball I saw, I just basically picked up and you know, raised my hand up, and he called him out. So, you know, just one of those things where, you know, I just thought real quick and had a split second, and if there wasn't a ball there, I didn't have a shot to get him out. So. That was it. And when I got up, I felt the ball. I said, oh, no, that's not the right ball.
So did you know when you held?
No, I knew there was a ball there. So that was the only thing I picked up. And I kind of saw it at the corner of my eyes. I was looking. I'm like, oh, no, that really wasn't the ball. So at the end of the day, I had another decision to make, whether to give Jake the ball or throw it in the stand. And that's the only thing I could think of. So yeah, just one of those things.
So he knew that it was a rubber ball, didn't want to get caught at the moment, so he fucking chucks it back into the stands.
It was like that. I didn't watch this game. Was that like the outcome of the game? Would that have affected it? Or no?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like it. No one's making a huge deal about it. I'm not a baseball fan, but no one's really making a big deal of it. I give him credit. That's fucking clever, and it's baseball, so no one really gives a fuck anyway.
That's like soccer. No one gives a fuck about it until the World Series.
Right.
Or the final games.
So here's one that's not super funny, but it is kind of funny at the same time. An anonymous senior administration posted an opinion piece in the New York Times claiming to be part of a resistance within the White House to basically tear the White House apart from the inside out without being, like, super obvious. And the White House has basically gone through a list of officials and started asking them if they did it.
Okay, so if you're trying to secretly take down the Trump administration from the inside, why the fuck would you post about it?
Well, they did it right. Like, first of all, why would you release this piece? Like, you just gave away your entire plan. It's fucking stupid. But then Donald Trump yesterday, it looks like late last night or yesterday sometime, tweeted, does the so-called senior administration official really exist? Or is this just the failing New York Times with another phony source? So it could be. It could be that that's what it is. It could be a fired person. It could be intern, you know, where someone, yeah. I mean, it could be anybody.
But it is funny. Trump's tweets are freaking hilarious. Oh. I saw them at break today, like calling him a traitor. Like, let's get this traitor out of here or something like that. He's calling this person a traitor. Well,
I think the best thing is that they're doing it like super junior high style, like walking up, like, hey man, did you write the article? Did you write the note about me? Like, no. Yeah, are they just gonna walk up to a room full of fucking Secret Service and the president and go, ah, that was me? No one's gonna fucking admit it. They'll admit it, you know, 10 years down the road when he's not in the office, no one's thinking about Trump anymore, when we've got our first gay midget black transvestite woman in office, like, and no one gives a fuck about Trump anymore. Like, that's when the person's going to stand up and it's going to be like Kellyanne Conway, and she's going to stand up and go, it was me. Or she'll kneel on another couch weirdly and say that it was her. Like, no one is going to fucking admit it.
And to be honest with you right now, I mean, you, all opinions on Trump aside, a lot of these people are just saying stupid shit just to get attention.
Right.
In my personal opinion. Oh, and in the long run, once Trump's out of the office, this person is going to come out and say it was them so that way they can get their 15 minutes of fame. And that's just my personal opinion. Like, all my opinions on Trump aside, I believe that's what it is.
I 100% agree. So we'll close that one. So, did you ever watch The Bill Cosby Show?
No, I did not.
Okay. So there is a... Sorry, I'm trying to see who he was on the show.
Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby.
No, so there is a person that used to be on The Bill Cosby Show. And I should have had this all pulled up. His name is Jeffrey Reynolds. And he... I'll have to find it a different way. He was a star on the show, and he recently was photographed. Oh, God. He was... it's Nicki Minaj. He was...
I'm sorry, that was fucking hilarious. That was like going through a haunted house and then something jumping at you.
Think I felt... I just scrolled down. I didn't even click on anything. Oh, Jeffrey Owens. Jeffrey Owens. Maybe this helps.
Do, 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 do.
So, okay.
Sorry, I was watching Jeopardy earlier.
So, back in 1984, he was on The Cosby Show. And he played Elvin. I am not old enough. I was born in 87. And this was off the air. The Cosby Show, or at least this character, was off of The Cosby Show in 92. So, I was 5 whenever he was off of the show. So, I don't remember him. But he... basically, over the weekend or a couple of weeks ago, was photographed working as a clerk or as like a stock person at a Trader Joe's. So basically, he went from, you know, this guy that was a, I think he was like a main character of the Bill Cosby Show or of the Cosby Show, and he went from that to literally stocking shelves at a grocery store. People made a huge... And you know what? He wasn't even a big part on the show. So they did... Bill Cosby was in 197 episodes. is what Bill Cosby was in. This character, 4 episodes. So on like the bill of like season, like the series cast, he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So he's 9, number 9 on the list, which is pretty high up on a character list. But he only did 44 episodes, and they did 197 episodes. So it wasn't like a huge part on the show, but he was big enough. And people are making like a huge deal about like how he kind of fell from like glory, more or less, and now he's like stocking shelves. So Nicki Minaj is giving him $25,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's just donating $25,000 to him, and
I mean, but the thing is there like a backstory why he's no longer acting? I mean, because there's
no, he's just an old man. But the crazy thing is he is still acting. So I'm on his IMDb page, and it looks like he did. So he did that show in the 80s. And that wasn't the first series that he did. But then he's been on stuff literally since then. Like, he did The Cosby Show. He did, more recently in the 2000s, he was on Law & Order. He was on the TV show That's So Raven. Mm-hmm. He was on Boston Legal. He was on Las Vegas. In 2010s and newer, he's been on The Secret Life of an American Teenager. He was in Romeo and Juliet, the movie. He was in Lucifer, which is a TV show that's pretty popular, The Blacklist. Like, he's been working, and he has 2 movies that are coming out this year. And in 2018, he's done 3 TV shows. So I get that being on a TV show as a non-reoccurring character, someone who just shows up, you're making $500 to $900 an episode. So if you're in 1 episode and you do 2 episodes a year, you're making $1,800. Like, I get it. That's not a living. But he has been a working actor since the early 80s.
I mean, I don't know if you ever go back through, because I have a lot of free time on my hands. But, like, going through the old Disney Channel movies. Like, remember when they used to do, like, a different movie every month and that movie would play the entire month? You remember that time?
Yeah.
A lot of those actors and actresses aren't acting or actress anymore. Like, when you go, where are they now? They're freaking accountants or realtors and shit like that. I mean, none of these child kids actors are really acting anymore.
Right. And this guy, I don't see an issue with him there, but like, Tyler Perry has already vowed that he's going to cast him in the next Tyler Perry movie. Nicki Minaj is giving him money. Like, the article ran like on Fox News that like this, you know, 1980s star is now, you know, doing, you know, stocking shelves at a Trader Joe's. But, like, who gives a fuck? Like, he's making an honest day's living.
I know. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that just famous people jump through hoops when they see, like, stupid shit like that. He is making a living doing Trader Joe's. He has a job like most people do in this world. But yet, since he was once famous, it's a big fucking deal to the celebrity world.
Right. We put so much value in fucking fame and celebrity that it's no wonder that people end up like, you know, these celebrities that just do so many drugs and just go fucking crazy. And it's just, it's not a shock that that happens. Well, because there's so much, like, stress to be perfect.
Well, I mean, and even that dude from Glee, that not the one who OD'd, but the other guy, he hung himself because he had fucking kiddie porn and he was getting ready to go to prison. And people like, you know, oh my God, what a shitty life. And you know, I listen to a lot of EDM music, and they praise like Chester Bennington. Granted, God rest his soul, but he killed himself, but yet they make him seem like he's a fucking god. And that's just my personal opinion. Sorry if that offends someone. Same with Avicii, and they all just make him seem like he's a fucking god. But, you know, hey, maybe instead of, you know, praising him now and helping him now when he's dead, you should have fucking been there when he was alive.
Right. And we make a big deal when our celebrities do it, but we have, what's the average, 22 veterans a day do it.
Yeah.
You know, retired police officers and firefighters, they do it, but no one gives a shit. But, you know, some spoiled TV star who's doing, you know, he's got kiddie porn and now it's suddenly a big deal. Yeah. Like, that's, it's just, it's all fucked all the way around. But, yeah, but when you say kiddie porn, do you mean K-I-T-T-Y or K-I-D-D-Y?
I fucking knew you were going to do that to me, asshole. You always do that to me. And I mean, like, you know, young kid porn, not two cats fucking, which I watch on YouTube all the time.
So two peanuts are walking down the road. One was assaulted. So in kind of more more sad news, Burt Reynolds, the great Burt Reynolds, passed away today at the age of 82 in Florida. He had a heart attack in his home in Florida and passed away. You may know Burt Reynolds from, God, there's so many. He was in Boogie Nights. He was in, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Wasn't he Boss Hogs in one of the old Dukes of Hazzard movies?
Yes, he was. He was also in the original, they remade it with Joey Diaz and, Adam Sandler, the prison. They were in a prison football.
Oh, was it The Longest Yard?
Yes, okay. He was in the original Longest Yard. He was in, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to scroll through his IMDb. He's literally been in everything.
Yeah.
He's been acting since 19, his first acting credit was a TV series called Flight in 1958. He's been working ever since.
And he was stocking shelves at Walmart a couple of years back. What the fuck?
He was not.
I know that. I'm sorry. That was
inappropriate. He was in a TV show called Perry Mason. He was in The Twilight Zone, Gunsmoke, Flipper, the TV series. He was in Navajo Joe, which sounds like where you would get good fry bread.
I was going to say that movie's probably racist now.
Yeah, you could not make that movie now. He was in, yeah, The Longest Yard, at Long Last Love. He was on a bunch of stuff, Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah. So it's a big loss, I think, for Hollywood. He was a big star, but he was 82 years old. The guy's lived a great life. He made tons of money.
Yeah.
He just finished filming a movie called Defining Moments, which I'm sure will come out soon and will be bigger than it would have been because he died. But I don't know. I always talk about celebrities when they die in here, but I always feel bad about it because they do have families, and he didn't overdose. He didn't die some crazy way. Mm-hmm. He was an old 82-year-old man.
Yeah. So
he was in Striptease with Demi Moore. He was in Boogie Nights. God damn.
Yeah. This guy had a great life. It sounds good, like
good for him.
Yeah.
So we'll go into one that's going to stir up controversy with our 52 listeners. Colin Kaepernick has been in, he's been basically featured in a new Nike ad. So the Nike ad is a close-up picture of his face and then a caption over it that says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And then at the bottom, it's the Nike swoosh and it says, just do it. Honestly, I'm an NFL fan. I don't give a fuck how Nike spends their money. If Nike wants to give him $80 billion to be in an ad and sacrifice everything, like, believe in something, yeah, you did. You did, and you did sacrifice everything. But now you're suing the NFL. Like, where are you taking the stand? Like,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, and I get it. He's not going away, but Nike's stock dropped something. I think it was like 4% or 4 points. It dropped 4 points.
Yeah.
But
then I think it ended up coming back up. Let's point that out there too. But I don't think it was where it was.
No, it has risen as of close of stock today. It was up 6 points or 0.6. So it was up just over half a point and it dropped 4 points. So it's making a little bounce back, but the thing that I think is funny is, like, do whatever you want, Nike. It's your fucking money. Do whatever the fuck you want. The thing that I think is hilarious is that people are going out and buying Nike shoes and Nike socks and Nike shirts, and they're lighting them on fire, or they're cutting out the Nike swoosh logo and saying that they won't support them anymore. But you paid for it.
Yeah. I mean, And I know I posted about this on Facebook, and I know not a lot of people have my Facebook who probably listen to us, but I'm a you know, I'm trying not to get political. I'm a conservative. I've been a conservative my whole life. I'm still a conservative after moving out with my parents and after going to college. But when it comes to the fact that we're putting ourselves and labeling ourselves as our political party and what we believe in, instead of listening to people and understanding where people are coming from. So if me saying I'm conservative, people probably automatically think I'm a Nazi. Well, I'm not. Like I said, I've been in my best friend's gay wedding. I have more gay friends probably than I do, you know, or I'm sorry, not gay friends, but like, you know, racial friends, like black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I have more racial friends than I do white friends and gay, you know. So it's like people don't sit and listen to other people and listen to their beliefs and talk educated about their beliefs. If we actually just sat down and talked to each other, we'd all believe each other. And when it comes to the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, yeah, like you said, it's Nike's right to put him in the ad. It's Nike's right to do this, but it's also my right as a consumer not to buy your shit. And I'm not going to, because I don't believe in that stance that Colin Kaepernick's done.
Right. And I couldn't tell you the last time I bought Nike stuff, and it's not because I don't like their products. It's because I'm fat and I don't look good in tight athletic shirts.
Yeah.
But I do like their socks. It's like they're hugging my feet all fucking day, and I'll keep fucking buying them. But the thing that's funny to me, and your point is the right point, like, hey, I just choose not to buy your stuff. The thing that's really funny to me is when people are like, fuck you, Nike, and then they go out and buy a $130 pair of shoes and then light them on fire. Like, anyone at Nike is going to give a shit because you fucking paid for them. You already paid.
Yeah.
So you've given them their money. They don't care if you give those shoes to a homeless person. They don't care if you wear them. They don't care if you give them to your kids or your neighbors, you light them on fire, you take a big steam and shit in them.
Yeah.
They got their fucking money. You lose. Asshole that's lighting things on fire after you bought them to prove a point, you've proved the opposite point because you paid for it.
Yeah.
Idiot.
And my thing is you're a veteran of, you know, of being in the Army, and I have friends who are currently in the Army too, and a lot of them are like, hey, the reason I went to war and the reason I signed up was for Colin Kaepernick's right to stand, or I'm sorry, to kneel during the national anthem. Now, at my point, and this is where I get upset about it, and but like I said, if he wants to kneel and argue about what he believes in off the clock, off the NFL's platform, I am 100% behind him for it. I just hate the fact that if I went into my place of business and started doing the same shit he bitched about, and did, and wear the Fidel Castro shirt, the you know, socks with the pig on them, I would get fired because someone would complain that I was using my work time to protest. Now, the only thing I don't agree with Colin Kaepernick, I don't give two fucks what your point is while you're playing football. All I want to do is watch and you score me some goddamn fantasy points. That's right. All I give a fuck about.
And that's a good point, because I can't go into my work and choose not to do something that my boss tells me to do. So if the NFL says, hey, we all stand for the flag, then you fucking stand. And people are like, well, that was his platform. Yeah, well, his platform was also the 2 million Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter followers that he had. And that's where you make the posts. Mm-hmm. That's where you do the things. You don't do it on the clock. You do it after work, because it's an after work activity. The NFL isn't, you know, it's owned by owners. It's owned by, you know, a commission. It's not publicly owned. It's not publicly traded. They have the right to tell their employees to fuck off. And yep. He isn't a private contractor. He is an employee who is on a contract. If they don't like what he's doing, they have the right to tell him to fuck off. And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their right. But you're right. Like, as someone who served in the military, you serve for the right of freedom, for the right of freedom of speech, for the right of freedom of protest. So he does have the right to do it. But you can't be mad if his work fired him, because if I worked at the local Walmart and I refused to stock fucking American flags on the shelf, or every time American flag was on the shelf, I'd take a knee or I'd fucking throw them on the ground, they would fire me.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing.
And you hit the nail on the head by saying that his platform is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, going to events supporting Black Lives Matter when they protest. That is where your position to do this is. And the fact that people blame the NFL for not hiring because of his protest. I'm sorry. I know I'm a white guy. I know I've never really been oppressed, but you don't do that at your work. And if I hate it when everyone says that. It's, if I walked into my work and did that, I would get fired. Why the fuck does it make him different than me? So.
Exactly. So on to some other funny news. This will actually be the last current event that we do. Mm-hmm. There is a, let me see if I can find it, a legendary radio DJ in Los Angeles whose name is Big Boy. He was rear-ended by a very drunk driver in the rich neighborhood of Calabasas in California, and that's where Caitlyn Jenner, the Kardashians, Brian Callen, a bunch of, like, big-name celebrities all kind of live in the Calabasas area. It's a very wealthy area, but he was rear-ended by a guy. He was driving in his, Big Boy was driving in a Nissan Armada when he was hit behind by a BMW, a little sedan. He got out of the car to make sure that everything was okay, and he instantly pulled, you know, he pulls his phone out because it was kind of weird, and starts recording, and the guy who crashed into him opens his car door, pulls out a giant bottle of vodka, and starts chugging it while Big Boy is recording it. He like, sat in the car and drank it. And people are like, hey, man, like, put the fucking alcohol down. Like, get out of the car, man. Quit drinking. And the cops showed up. It looked like L.A. County Sheriff showed up. And they told him to get out of the car, and he refused to do it. They pulled him out of the car, and his pants fell down. And then he fell on the ground and was transported to a hospital. No one was hurt. But it turns out the guy is a prosecutor with the LA County District Attorney's Office, and he's been on a leave of absence since January 1st of 2007. So he's been on a year and a half leave of absence driving around in LA, and then got into a drunken DUI accident.
Wow. And you know what? And that's the funny thing everyone tells me, and well, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's kind of, he probably drank that because, you know, if he gets out of the car and starts drinking, the cops, I don't believe, can charge. I mean, I'm not a defense attorney, so please don't, you know, use this in court of law. But I believe if he's drinking outside of his car and they can't prove, they can't technically prove that he was drunk at the time of driving. Now, if he got back behind the wheel of the car, then you could probably prove DUI. But if he's outside drinking, I don't know.
Oh, no. He sat in his car and drank.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Sorry. Fuck that whole thought. My apologies. Like,
so my guess was he probably knew that it was over. He knew he was going to go to jail, and he wanted to be good and fucking drunk. So he drank as much as he could to make going to jail a little easier for himself, which in the long run, because I've worked intake, you're dealing with drunks right off the street. It's okay for your first hour or two or three. But then as you start to come down and you can't sleep, so there's no sleeping the alcohol off, there's no, you know, even if you do pass out, you're getting woke up, you're in a room with fucking 65 other guys, well, you know, two dudes are taking a shit in the middle where there's no door or anything like that. Like, you're not getting a good sleep. And if you've ever been drunk and then woke up a few hours later and you're still, like, half drunk, it's the fucking worst. So, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, and then the fact, too, is even if he would have, at least in Arizona, I know this for a fact, if he just would have gone and done the field sobriety stuff, he would have been out probably 2 to 3 hours later. He probably would have never gone into jail, but because he acted stupid and refused to get out of the car, and now he's going to have to spend the night in jail.
Yep.
But,
all right. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that Big Boy recorded it. So, Matt, really quickly, we're just going to run through these really fast because it is week one, and I'm super excited. So, for those of you that don't know, the Philadelphia Eagles won 18-12. And then I'm going to name the game. You tell me who the winner is. We're running out of time, so no commentary. Just quickly who's going to win. Bengals-Colts?
Bengals.
Yep, I agree. Bills-Ravens?
Ravens.
I'm going to go Bills on that one. Buccaneers-Saints?
Probably going to go Buccaneers.
I'm going to go Saints all day. Texans and Patriots, which was almost one of the biggest upsets of last season.
I love the Texans. I know they're probably going to lose, but I'm going to go Texans.
I'm going Patriots on that one. 49ers, Vikings.
Vikings.
I'm going to go 49ers. They're looking pretty tough.
Yeah.
The Vikings are having some quarterback issues. So, Titans, Dolphins.
Titans.
Yeah, I agree. Jaguars, Giants.
Ooh, Giants.
I'm going Jaguars on that one. Steelers, Browns.
Steelers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh all day. Chiefs, Chargers.
Chiefs.
Yeah. Cowboys, Panthers.
Ooh, Panthers.
Cowboys. Redskins, Cardinals.
I'm hoping it's the Cardinals because I'm a Cardinals boy.
I'm going Redskins because I hate the Cardinals. Seahawks, Broncos.
I'm going Seahawks.
Me too. Bears, Packers. That's the big one. That's the Sunday night game.
Which sucks because I have two people in my office who hate both those teams. I can't think. I'm probably going to go Packers.
Yeah, I will too. Even though the Bears picked up Khalil Mack, I don't think it's a big enough issue. Monday night is a Monday night doubleheader. The first game is Jets-Lions.
I'm going to go Lions.
I will too. And then the second one is Rams-Raiders.
Rams.
Yep. Me as well, because they are my favorite team and I will never pick against them. Cool. That is the week one picks. Matt, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me again.
As always, thank you for your crazy stories. And everyone have a good night, Matt. See you later, buddy.
See you, brother.